what time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guy across the river Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy gonna give you something to drink now. In the studio with producer Hardwood Forest Connor, we have Mr. Mobius on the phone line, and we also have investigator Shelly Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. Shelly, the holiday season is finally upon us. Do you have those Santa Claus coins and Krampus coins and all that good stuff at Wright's Coin Shop yet?
Not yet.
How about the Elf on a Shelf coins?
Elf on a Shelf? No, I haven't seen that. But we have new stuff all the time.
And, Wright's Coin Shop is sort of a hangout for all the fans of Speaking of Strange.
Yes.
And, you're always telling me about interesting people in and out, sometimes even celebrities. We won't name any names.
Yes.
But, you have a lot of influential folks who go to Wright's Coin Shop. How are things going at the shop now that the holiday seasons are upon us?
Things are going great. It's busy every single day. It's a struggle just to keep everything in, but that's part of the fun of it. And, we see so many new faces, and I get so many phone calls and so many people who listen to the show that just want to say hi and sometimes talk about shows, sometimes talk about coins, but I enjoy each and every one of them.
And, of course, it's a buyer's holiday season for gold and silver, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. That's why it's so hard to keep everything in right now.
Yeah, people are gobbling it up as soon as it comes out because we know that these gold and silver prices are going to skyrocket. And so right now they are very reasonably priced.
They are.
And so, yeah, this is the time to increase your treasure trove.
Most definitely.
Yeah. And, of course, for people who have no idea how to get involved with the market, it's very simple. It's just as simple as buying a pack of gum, really. You go in there and you say, hey, here's what I want. For example, right now, how much is a 1 ounce silver coin, we'll say?
Say Silver Eagle is probably about 28, 29 bucks.
Gee, that's fantastic.
So reasonable.
You could go in, spend less than $30 and just get one coin to get your foot in the door to get started and watch what happens when that coin is worth 50, 60. It could even jump right up to $100.
It could.
And you're not going to be forewarned of this. It's like you'll wake up one day and the headline will be, wow, overnight, gold and silver has increased by 200% or something like that. So this is the time to get started. Now, if people are lucky enough to be in the Asheville area, how can they come in and talk to you about this and see what you guys have?
They can stop by the shop at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road, and they can call me if they don't want to stop in yet. They can call me at 828-298-5402.
So, again, write this down, folks. You can go to 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. You just take 40 and take exit 51, go left. Or you can call Shelly at 828-298-5402. There are also directions and other convenient info for you at WrightsCoinShop.com. That's W-R-I-G-H-T-S, WrightsCoinShop.com. Anybody ever walk in there and propose marriage to you, Shelly?
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, we were talking off the air, and now Forrest's wife is named Kelly Connor.
Right.
My wife is Lauren Warren. And you said that you have always been particular about the last name of the man that might get your hand at some point. Do you want to tell, is this an off-air subject, or do you want to talk about one of the silly names that you may have once had?
Yeah, this is a long time ago. Shelly Lee. That just doesn't work. It does not work.
It's almost like you're stuttering a little bit, like
Shelly
Lee.
Shelly Lee. Yeah, it doesn't work.
Every woman has some name out there that she needs to... Kelly Connor is not a bad name. I mean, we were saying it sounds like a reporter on TV. He's like an anchor person. Kelly Connor live on the scene. Lauren, that's like a Dr. Seuss name.
It is. And, you know, I like my name. I've always liked my name. And I even when I was a kid, I thought, well, wait a minute. If I get married, I have to take this other person's name? But I like mine. So...
Well, when a man proposes marriage to you, Shelley, do you prefer just that direct approach where he just unzips his pants and exposes himself to you right off the bat and just, you know, let's get this out of the way. Here's what I know you really want to see. Boom, there it is.
I will give you an unequivocal no.
Really? That
yes.
doesn't work with you?
No.
Well, that was the approach that a man used not too far from where we are, Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Where my brother lives.
Was it your brother?
Was it your brother?
Maybe.
Tennessee man accused of exposing himself to a woman and then immediately proposing to her with a plastic ring, as a matter of fact.
And who says romance is dead?
Yeah.
Look at those little rings that has the sucker on it. It's the diamond.
There was probably a sucker involved in this somewhere. They say the guy, 25 years old, the weird thing about the story is he apparently, they say, forced his way into this woman's car and demanded a ride, and then it says she cooperated. During the ride, the suspect allegedly exposed himself and said they were going to have sex. And then he pulled out a purple plastic ring and proposed to her. She declined. Well, shocking. It's unclear.
What? She declined?
Yeah. I mean,
heartless.
Yeah, yes. Well, she has a heart of stone. It's a stone cold woman. And it says it's unclear how the woman managed to rid herself of the suspect, but she later filed a report with police. She said that after he whipped it out, he started saying that that she was carrying a baby that belonged to him. It doesn't say whether or not she actually was pregnant, but that approach is just not recommended, we'll say. Have you ever proposed to a lady like that, Mr. Mobius?
No. I think I would try to be a little more classy than that. I'm not a marriage kind of guy.
Well, that's true. You've never been married.
I will never be married.
Well, see, I'm sure that there are a lot of people cheering right now. You are their new hero. But... when it comes to the level of romance that we're experiencing here in the South, we've talked about the South quite a bit. We just went from Tennessee. Let's go to Loganville, Georgia. Here is a story about a couple busted for sex at Waffle House. They were supposedly a drunk couple, and they were in the Waffle House parking lot when police discovered them naked and doing the you-know-what in the back of a Dodge truck. And the police officer told the couple to put their clothes on and show him an ID. They say the woman was so out of it that when she was trying to get dressed, instead of putting her sandal on, she actually put on a cheeseburger. I'm not sure how that works, but that's what it says. She mistook a cheeseburger for a sandal and then became very loud and argumentative.
Does the term blue waffles mean anything to you?
Oh, my goodness. Of course, we talked all night without going to Florida. Yep. Here's a story from Boca Raton. Burglar suspects usually know to zip their lips up when police stop them for questioning. This man, however, forgot to zip his pants. And this guy, 27 years old, was looking into vehicles at a fitness center parking lot, and the cops spotted something bulging through his open zipper. A slew of stolen credit cards were sticking out the front slit of his underwear. A very bizarre sight. Okay, well, that's probably better than other things that could have been sticking out, I would imagine. Let's see. Here is a story from Saddlebrook, Arizona. A 68-year-old man woke up one night and realized his wife was not in bed. And so he went up to the guest house where he found his wife with a 22-year-old man. And the first thing the older fella did was poke the man with a cane and told him to leave. But the guy refused. Well, a cane was not all he had in his arsenal. The 68-year-old also had a shotgun. And he claims that the 22-year-old came charging toward him in a threatening manner, and so he fired a warning shot. However, the warning shot struck a wall, and some of the pellets from the shotgun hit the man's hand as well. So he really lucked out. The guy's okay, but this could have ended in a death. They're easily ended in a death. All right, let's see. We're coming up on our first break of this. Actually, I think I have time to squeeze in one more. Gosh, teacher stories. Oh, my goodness. Teacher stories. Maybe we'll save the teacher stories for after the break. I'll tell you this before we go to break, however. This is from Lanchester, Pennsylvania. Police say a guy went to Arby's to order fast food, and when he was being served through the window, he groped the woman who was serving. Police were called. They found his car outside of a motel less than a mile away, but they weren't sure what room he was in until they spotted a trail of Arby's curly fries and sauce from the vehicle to the 36-year-old man's room. He was done in by the curly fries. They caught him. We're going to take a break. When we come back, yeah, I'll tell you about the teacher stories. We could do a whole show of nothing but teacher stories. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's Dark 30. You're listening to Speak.
Yes, the Dark 30 Hour.
I am your host, Joshua P. Warren, here on Speaking of Strange. This is the hour of the show when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial news, not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. That's why we do this late at night. Stories you don't usually hear so much about in the mainstream media. Tune out if you think this content is not your cup of tea. I'm in the studio here in Asheville tonight with producer Forrest Connor, investigator Shelley Reich, and we have Mr. Mobius joining us by telephone from his bunker. And let me remind all of you, I have announced my last workshop of 2013, and in fact, it'll be my last one for a while. It's called Contacting the Dead. 13 spaces are available. It will be December 6th through 7th at the Asheville Masonic Temple, and I actually do have some groundbreaking, revolutionary stuff to share with you that you've never heard before. A whole new approach to the paranormal that I am egotistical enough to call the Warren Technique. And those who show up for the workshop will be the first to hear about it. What's that, Shelley Wright?
I get handouts.
I don't know.
Big fan of handouts.
Yeah. Well, you probably, if I do a good enough job, you won't even need a handout. It will be burned into your psyche.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. If you want to learn more about this workshop and get one of the coveted 13 spaces, go to joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com. Also accessible by going to drsupernatural.com, drsupernatural.com. Okay, before the break, I was telling you, well, we have some teacher stories. Big surprise there. And it always brings me to that age-old question. Have teachers always been doing this kind of thing? And we just didn't know about it, probably. First off, here's one that's just, you know, downright gross. A woodshop teacher arrested after pleasuring himself as he drove behind a school bus filled with girls. Yeah. 57-year-old man was trailing the bus down the road, and as he got closer, some of the girls inside saw what he was doing. When he was spotted following the bus the next day, two bus drivers boxed his vehicle in and called the cops, who charged him with public lewdness. So, yeah, that's pretty, that's wrong on many levels.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a big problem with that. And yet this next story is one that could only really happen in this internet day and age. Some students in Iowa City, Iowa, wanted the answers to a math problem set. But they say it looks like their teacher forgot to check her work. At least these are college-age students. They're in a math for business class at the University of Iowa. And they say that their female teacher sent them some zip files, supposedly the solutions for number 67 and 78. But when they opened it up, they got an eyeful, their teacher and her male companion. Homemade porn. It says here, quote, the images are from a video chat that is quite sexual in nature. They are having a cyber relationship, you could say, from different locations using video equipment. Both are nude and engaging themselves in a sexual manner. It says they appear to be having a grand time. Some of these are animated clips, of course. And so you can imagine when two people decide to engage in this, how explicit they're going to be on camera for each other. Says the teacher regrets her actions. We will ask those who have received the message to delete it and not share the files with anyone else. Sure.
Uh-huh.
That's going to happen. They claim the incident was inappropriate. Yeah, I would imagine so. Hey, that's the spooky thing about living in the day of Big Brother. There are cameras all over the place anyway, but then people go that extra step on their own and say, I'm going to do this in front of a camera and send it through the World Wide Web. And then it's just out there. I mean, look at Anthony Weiner. It can bring you down very, very easily. But, you know, Mr. Mobius, you are a fella who, you keep your finger on the pulse of all of the madness, the fringes of the Internet. It almost seems like that people recording this type of thing and it ending up on the Internet in one way or another is so prevalent that eventually, you know, this might not even be such a big deal, huh? What do you think?
I saw some research that said if you took each picture on the Internet and considered it to be 1 second, and all the video files that have been amateur released on the net, it now equals more time combined than the entire length of the universe.
That's
crazy.
The length of the universe? What is the length of the universe?
when you combine all of these, you know, the time span, I mean, you're going, you know, like, what, past billions of years of footage and materials that are now online.
You mean the age? The age of the universe?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so
good. Age. No, I don't know about the length. I think that might be highly debated. I'm talking about the age, from beginning to now, of the entire universe, there's more porn on the Internet. Like I said, we have our priorities straight as beings. This is wonderful.
Yeah, length and age.
Yeah.
You were confusing some of the stories. Because supposedly, according to physicists and cosmologists, the universe has been around about 14 billion years. That's when the Big Bang supposedly happened. So yes, I see what you mean. If 14 billion is your yardstick here, we have somehow exceeded that. It's funny because if you look back through history, and you look into certain cultures, like, for example, the Roman culture, so infamous for their decadence and hedonism, it does make you think that we go through cultural cycles where just gross, explicit displays of sexuality are not such a big deal. And, right now, obviously, there's a big taboo around this kind of thing, but it does make you wonder in, dare I say, 100 years, if this will just not be a big deal anymore to, you know, for people to be sort of on display with this type of conduct being presented. I mean, does it seem conceivable to you from what you're seeing in the trends here, Mobius?
Look, historically, it would suggest that either, you know, we're going into a golden age, everything is going to burn down. It's just a matter of which side of the equation wins.
I'm not sure which is which here. Would that be a part of the golden age or the dark one? I don't know.
It's very hard sometimes to tell, isn't it, on what age you live.
It certainly is. Okay, we're going to take another break. And when we come back, I have, yes, not surprisingly, another story here from Florida. And, teachers and instructors are one type of authority figure, but what happens when two other types of authority figures get into a battle? In fact, if you want to be technically accurate, three authority figures. I'll tell you about that, and also the story of the French lingerie thief caught red-handed. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange. Speaking of Strange.
Giant tropical centipedes share their territories with tarantulas. Despite its impressive length, it's a nimble navigator, and some can be highly venomous. As quick as lightning, just like the tarantula it's killing, the centipede has two curved, hollow fangs which inject paralyzing venom. Even tarantulas aren't immune from an ambush. This centipede is a predator.
Shelley Wright, does this piece of music remind you of anything by chance?
Is it that movie that you guys liked with the... No. Okay.
I figured it would remind you of the centipede
in Puerto
attack.
Rico.
Oh,
in Puerto
my
Rico.
Gosh, yeah. The one where you made an excuse to go upstairs.
Of course.
And, Ita is the one that she was like doing this magical dance on top of it, trying to kill it. And Warren took off with the dog outside. Oh, I'm gonna take the dog out. You take care of this.
This yeah. should have been playing in the background.
Yes, it should have been.
While that whole thing happened.
Oh, it was something to watch. I'll tell you that. Thing was huge.
Yeah, they get so big. I mean. They can leap up into the air and snatch a bat out of the air and eat it.
No way.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
Man, and I mean, she was trying hard to kill that thing. She was stomping on it. That thing would not die.
You know, they say that when you get bitten or whatever you want to call it by one of these things, like your arm will just swell up to the size of a watermelon, and it's the most agonizing pain you've ever been in. You can even die, of course, depending on where it gets you.
Lovely.
Yeah, that's the only time I've ever seen one in Puerto Rico, but it was notable, all right. There's something about the way they move, those legs just scrambling around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, welcome back to Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I am Joshua P. Warren. We have Mr. Mobius on the line. We have Forrest and Shelley in the studio. And by the way, you know, we are definitely in the middle of a cold snap here. And there are wind storms. Farmer's Almanac has predicted that this is going to be one of the worst winters ever. And you know what happens when those power lines get covered with snow and ice. They break and you're sitting there out of power. That's why you should go right now to sunshinesimple.com. It's the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price, guaranteed. Okay, we guarantee it. Do your own research, and you'll buy one of these. It never runs out of fuel. That's what you have to understand. It's immune to fuel prices. In fact, Mr. Mobius, I saw that you posted something on Facebook the other day saying something along the lines of when there is, like a petroleum spill, it's a disaster. When there's a solar spill, we just call it a nice day. All right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, you know, it's clean, it's quiet, there are no moving parts, and as long as the sun's shining, you're going to have free energy. It's fantastic. So go to sunshinesimple.com. We have a payment plan there for less than $1,495, including shipping and handling right now. You can get a Sunshine Simple solar generator. And also, we have a brand new reseller program that we're working on for those of you who have websites and radio shows of your own. We want to help you out. We want to expand our reach through your shows to your audiences as well. And it's a way for you to make money and us to make money and get happy customers who have good products. So if you want to know about that, go to speakingstrange.com and we'll have some info for you there as well. Here's a story from St. Cloud, Florida. Now, if you can kind of keep up with what is happening here, an Osceola County deputy sheriff is a woman who went into a park there, and she found a female police officer having sex with a male police officer, and that male police officer also happened to be the female deputy's husband. Did you keep up with that, Shelley?
Yeah, I think so.
So one of these is a deputy, which, of course, a deputy works for the sheriff of the county, and then the police officers work for the city. So you got a woman who's a deputy sheriff married to a man who's a police officer, and the deputy sheriff finds her husband, the police officer, in the park getting it on with another female police officer. This got ugly real fast. Okay?
Awkward.
Can you imagine people who are armed with whatever law enforcement have suddenly degrading down to caveman status?
Uh-huh.
So, let's see here. Not surprisingly, the female deputy there, she's accused of punching the woman and yanking her out of her patrol car by the hair. The husband, at this point, is trying to get in and separate the women. Oh, I do not envy him night. And there were, you know, this when they finally got back up there, I mean, we had bloody lips, clumps of hair pulled out, skin knees, scratched faces.
Do we have dash cam video, though? That's what I want to see.
I hope so. So, yeah, this is like a nightmare for the city and the county.
Can you
imagine all the politicians are scrambling to see who, you know, where the buck gets passed on this one? And to make things even more interesting, the man involved in this love triangle, the police officer, he has had other trouble in the past, of a different kind, but it says here he was reprimanded in 2012 after he accidentally shot off half of a fellow SWAT team member's right middle finger during a drug raid. And in 2011, he was one of two officers who shot a woman dead when they were called to a dispute between roommates. So, in other words, don't hang out with this guy.
That stuff happens.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore. Well, that's Florida for you. You know, you never know. With the police, with the deputies in Florida, you never know what you're going to get. As a matter of fact, here's a story from Arkansas about a cop. And just listen to the headline. Cop tasers woman who refuses to show him her breasts.
Ooh.
Yeah. Let's see here. The woman alleges that the uniformed officer strutted into her place of work and ordered that she give him a sneak peek of her bosom. Sneak peek, huh? Okay. When she declined, he reportedly chased her around the building and then decided to zap her repeatedly with his taser.
Should have been a helmet thing.
I think you're supposed to be doing this.
Yeah, you're right. Yakety sax. So, you can imagine what she's asking for. She's in court there seeking compensation and punitive damages. She says her civil rights were violated, et cetera, et cetera. And she says that the police department had ignored her previous complaints about the officer. Again, not something you've experienced at Wright's Coin Shop, I presume.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
Well, that's good news. next story comes to us from... How do you say this? Nantes, France? Nantes, France? Yeah, I guess that's what you call it. Nantes? They say we've all taken our clothes from the dryer or off the washing line to fold them and found the gremlins have struck again, leaving us short a sock or two. And now imagine it's only women's underwear mysteriously disappearing, and it happens over and over again for a whole year. Now, that's what's been happening to numerous residents in towns in southwestern France who finally realized it wasn't the wind or their own forgetfulness that had stolen dozens of knickers, but rather a kinky kleptomaniac. However, one husband was only able to take so much of his wife being left pantyless. Having observed the patterns, he set up a sophisticated closed-circuit TV system and started watching his garden, and one night he captured the thieving undies enthusiast in the garden, gloved, wearing a hat and scarf, masking his face. Well, this continued until finally, one night, the husband launched out there commando style, grabbed the guy, and held him there, tied his feet together until the police arrived. When cops searched the guy's car, they discovered over 30 pairs of panties taken as evidence, and now this guy is in a lot of trouble, caught red-handed. When we come back, a story from South Carolina about something that was lodged inside of a man, and then, have you heard about what they call whipping? You might wish you hadn't after I tell you. I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange.
Mr. Kirk, Dexter's in school.
I'm afraid he's not, Miss Fishmore. Dexter's truancy problem is way out of hand. The Baltimore County School Board have decided to expel Dexter from the entire public school system.
Oh, Mr. Kirk, I'm as upset as you to learn Dexter's truancy. But surely expulsion is not the answer.
I'm afraid expulsion is the only answer. It's the opinion of the entire staff that Dexter is criminally insane.
Business continues below. Did I ever tell you the story about the
cowboys? The Indians. What tears the pilot?
My whole life felt strangely hypnotized.
I was in another world. The world of 20,000 girls. And yeah,
man, rectangles.
You're an optometrist.
A man with a golden eyeball.
And how do you got it?
Or juice on your chin.
I promised my girlfriend.
The violin.
In the final minutes of tonight's Dark 30 Hour, I'm Joshua P. Warren. Let me remind you, this is the time when you should tune out if there are children around or if you are easily offended. That's why we save this for late at night during the period called Safe Harbor. And tonight has been a two-hour edition of the program because of a ball game that took up the first hour. That's going to happen from time to time. Next week, we expect to have a full three-hour program for you and also a guest that I think you'll find quite fascinating. Okay, here are the last two stories I've saved for you this evening. One of them comes to us from Oconee County, South Carolina. Just all good Southern stories for the most part tonight. Police were called about a break-in at a home. And while it was being burglarized, the police showed up and they found a naked 24-year-old man inside the house. He seemed completely out of control. He was trying to bite the sheriff's deputies. They pepper sprayed him. They tasered him. They used their batons on him. I mean, he seemed really crazy, almost like one of these zombie-esque type stories that were so prevalent over the past year or so. And he later even told doctors he didn't even recall fighting with them. Of course, you could imagine he was a little bit messed up after this, and so they took him to the hospital room to have him checked out. And that's when, and I'm just reading this from the story, a physician noticed a mouse cord. Now, we're talking about like a mouse that you use with your computer. A mouse cord hanging from his rectum. They x-rayed him, and sure enough, he had a mouse lodged in his rectum. The police report provides no further insight as to how the mouse ended up inside the man. As a side note, probably not the first time a mouse has been inside of a man. How did it get there? Well, it goes back to what Mobius and I were talking about. Humans. We have evolved to molecularly change the structure of two objects. Anyway.
You can hear Robert Stack right now saying, there was a mouse cord inside the man.
Mystery.
What if he was a Windows or a Mac user?
He's a Linux guy.
Yeah. They think he may have been under the influence of something. Next story comes to us from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. A new craze is sweeping parts of Louisiana as teenagers are participating in a trend known as whipping. Whipping involves a male rubbing their penis on various objects and then taking pictures to show friends or post online for others to see. They say that this happens a lot on bar stools or maybe like a police car. That they claim is super funny. That gets you a lot of points. A 27-year-old said just days ago she was traumatized. She was at a bar drinking a few beers, having a good time. All of a sudden, a group of five or six guys came in with their pants down, started running around, rubbing their privates on everything, leaving their residue all over the place, as it's worded, and then they ran out the door. So, folks, whipping, not cool. And that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Forrest Connor, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. So next time we'll be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. And tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded!